This is Avishai Magenzi, and we continue our study of Masechet Midot, the first chapter and ninth and last Mishnah. Umakom hayasham ama alama. There was a place in the Beit HaMoked which was one ama by one ama. V'tavla shel shayish v'tabat hayta kvu'a ba. And there was a sheet of marble with a ring connected to it. V'shalshelet shamaftechot hayu tluyot ba. And underneath this sheet of marble, there was a chain with the keys to the azara. Higia zman haneila, when it was time to lock up, higbia et tavla batabat, the kohen used to raise the sheet with the ring, benatal et hamaftechot min hashalshelet, and he used to take the keys from the chain, benaal hakohen mibifnim, and the kohen used to lock up from inside, uvenevi yashen lo mibachutz, and the levi used to sleep outside. Rav Kati explains that there is a difference of opinion, and actually a difference of versions here, whether the Kohen would lock the Azara and the Levi used to be sitting outside, or whether he used to lock the Beit HaMoked and the Levi used to sleep outside. Either way, Gamar Milinol, Hechzir et HaMaftechot LaShalshelet. When he finished locking up, he returned the keys to the chain, v'tatavla limkuma, and the sheet of marble to its place, natan ksuto alea yasheno. He put his clothes upon it and went to sleep. Era keri be'echad mehem. If one of the kohanim had a seminal emission, yotze ve'olech lo b'mesiba ha'olechet tachat avira, he used to leave through the tunnels which were underneath the Beit HaMikdash, v'anerot dolkim mikan u'mikan, and there were candles lit from both sides, ad shehu magia lebeit ha'tevilah, until he reached the mikvah. Obviously, he was not allowed to go through the azara because he became impure, therefore he had to go through these tunnels. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer, b'misiba ha'holechet tachat achel, yotze ve'holech lo betadi. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says that once he used the mikvah, he would not be able to go back to the Beit HaMoked. Rather, he had to go through the tunnels which were under the chel and eventually leave through the Tadi gate. Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and they are of the opinion that this Kohen may return to the Beit HaMoked because he became impure in the Azara, and the Halacha is in accordance with them.
Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, taking over for Rabbi Magenzi. And today we are starting the second chapter of Tractate Midos, and we will be learning the first Mishnah. Mishnah Aleph says, Har habayis haya chamesh meos ama al chamesh meos ama. So the Temple Mount was 500 amos, cubits wide by 500 cubits long. So it was basically a box of 500 cubits on each side. Rubo min hadarom, most of the space was to the south. Sheni lo min hamizrach, and the second most space was on the east. Shlishi lo min hatzafon, and the third most space was to the north. And miuto min hamarav, and the least space was on the west. Makom shahaya rov midaso, and the place that had the most room. Sham haya rov tashmisho. That's where most of the work got done. And let's take a quick look in the Bart Neuro, who will explain to us how a square box can have more room on one side than on another. So, Rubo min ha-Darom, Sheni lo min ha-Mizrach. So, most of the space was to the south, and the second most space was to the east. Klomar, that means to say, Harochek sheyesh mechomas har habayas lechomas ha-Azara, letzad Darom, yoter min harochek sheyesh b'nehem mitzad ha-Mizrach. What it means to say is that the amount of open space between the wall of the Temple Mount and the wall of the Temple Courtyard was greatest on the south, more than it was to the east. V'harochek sheyesh b'nehem mitzad mizrach, yoter min rochek sheyesh b'nehem litzad tzafon. And the amount of open space between the Temple Mount wall and the Temple Courtyard wall was greater on the east than it was to the north. V'hatzifonio ter min hamarav, and the north was greater than it was to the west. So it was a square, but the temple itself was not situated in the center of that square. It was situated off-center, so there was more open space on one side than on another. All right, that is the end of the first Mishnah in the Perek. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.